afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksolid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis. Joining me today,
yeah,
across the table
over here,
is
a man I like to call,
who rocks some great facial hair.
Thank you.
As well as a thick head of hair on the top too.
Oh, thank you.
He's got his hipster shades.
Yeah,
he's got his bright sneaks.
Those are glasses.
Those aren't shades.
They're called glasses, Jimmy.
What are you?
They're called glasses, Jimmy.
They're those indoor outdoor.
What are you asking me? What's this now? No,
guys?
everyone, you know him, you love him. He's Gary Lucy. Gary, say hello.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Wow, Mr. Chilling. Cool. Wow, those chilling. Shades have really gone to your head.
I know. Those are glasses.
That's Matt Bellinato over here. This is, I'm loving this haircut. I went to my usual place, and the gal that I usually go to was busy, so I went to this other gal.
Okay.
And I like this gal better.
What do you do? You're like cheating on that other lady.
I don't know what to do now. Yeah.
Let me guess. Do you go to Floyd's?
I've been to Floyd's, and I never got the same person twice there ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if they kill the people, but
no,
it seems like there's a crazy turnover at Floyd's. But it's some crazy place up on Satakoi and Louise in the Valley. It's called Loose Cuts.
How much do you pay for a haircut, Gary?
Loose Cuts, sink ships.
I pay like $12. I pay like $20. I'm a big tipper at a haircut.
So $12 place. With an $8 tip?
Yeah. Yeah. Because my mom was a hairdresser. My sister's in the game. It's a tough racket.
All right. So you throw down a 20.
I try to. All yeah. Because, right. yeah.
That's a good price, though.
Never accept a free haircut. That's what I've
been doing. No, I shouldn't go to the school here.
No.
Where the kids are. No. All right.
Takes for damn ever. Oh, yeah. I went to that Vidal Sassoon Academy once, and it was just like, oh, my God. I had like a neck ache at the end of it just from like being in one position so long. Teachers coming over. And
I go to this place in Beverly Hills where Jonathan Anton cuts my hair. It's $400.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah, and the whole time he's cutting it, he just keeps telling me how banging his hair is. He just keeps telling me his hair is banging.
I don't know what you guys are talking about because I don't ever get my hair cut. I just use Salon Selective's shampoo because it's like I just stepped out of a salon.
And a Flobee.
It does look like that.
Matt, you get a haircut and then you just let it grow out to whenever.
Yeah, because I'm too lazy. I also, I don't know, lazy man. I'm busy and lazy at the same time. But I also used to cut my own hair, which is the best price.
Zach Galifianakis used to cut his own hair too. Yeah. Now he's a millionaire.
That's a sign of mental illness.
Now I cut it.
I actually walk his dogs.
Next to doing your own dentistry, I think cutting your own hair is.
But when you're doing a buzz cut, why pay for that?
I suppose you're right.
It just
for the pampering. For the
five on top, three on the sides. That's all you need.
You cut Dan Katz's hair once.
I did.
Oh, wow.
On the air of Never Not Funny, and it was really not. The haircut was better than the show.
The show, okay.
Well, the show was good, but that part of it, I think, maybe dragged a little. It's kind of like what
who was your guest that day? Haircut 100 was the musical guest.
Yeah.
Floyd the Barber was actually there from Andy Griffith's show.
It was Janet Varney. And I guess it was probably fine, but for me it wasn't fun because I didn't have a microphone. I was basically demoted to haircut guy.
Was Janet wincing the whole time you were doing this? Was she like, "This is a bad idea. Don't do it. I don't think you should cut his hair."
I don't know. There was something. There was something going on with gummy bears, and Jimmy was doing a gummy bear theater. That's how boring my haircut was for them.
Well, I think you guys were having a contest. If you let Matt cut your hair, Janet Varney would spend the night at your house.
Wow.
Was that the contest?
No, but maybe that happened anyway.
Strictly Sleep.
Whoa.
Sorry, did I say that?
Inside information.
By the way, congratulations to Janet Varney. She's doing really well with that new, what's that show called? It's the Avatar. It's the new.
Oh, Korra.
Korra, yeah.
My kids.
What's it called? Korra the Explorer? No. She's Korra.
She's Korra. She's the lead character.
It's crazy, right?
It's huge. Unbelievable. Every Saturday morning, I pretend that Janet Varney has slept over at our house because I hear her coming from the living room.
Someone cut your hair?
Because if she hears this, she will just hate that we're talking about it.
Tell me about this Korra show.
It's
you remember Avatar, the
Last
Airbender?
Yes.
The animated series.
Okay, yeah.
This is the sequel to it.
Oh.
And Janet is Korra.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It is crazy.
I bet, you know what? I bet your son would like it too.
I'm going to make him watch it.
It's one of those things. Oh, and by the way, update.
Yes.
Because you asked me, I said that Zoe had started watching
The Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
It's The Legend of Korra. Sorry.
Korra.
Oh, My Little Pony?
Yeah, she started watching My Little Pony, and you were like, oh, yeah, isn't it kind of funny, though? Because, like, there's, like, older kids.
There's the brony movement.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. The truth be told, I think I probably tried to dodge the question because I wasn't really watching it
right.
with her.
Just,
I
wasn't letting, letting her do the parent, letting the TV do the parenting. That's
exactly.
Funny.
I wasn't paying attention. But now I have watched a couple. And, yes, there's some good writing. It's pretty funny.
And now Matt's a full-on brony.
I'm a brony. Here's one joke that I liked. They're in, like, some old Wild West town. And I guess it's like a town that they had built out of from, you know, in like 6 days. They just built this. That sounded weird. That sounded biblical. But anyway, they just threw up this town out of nowhere. And they're showing them around. They're like, oh, and there's the horse-drawn carriages. And there's My Little Ponies pulling other ponies in the horse-drawn carriages. And then they go, oh, and over there is the horse-drawn carriages. And it's My Little Ponies drawing horse-drawn carriages on easels. Like, that's a good joke.
That is a good joke.
That's a joke that kids aren't going to appreciate.
Our topic today, Toon Talk. Toon Talk.
All that talk about is something that's kind of a, it's like a live-action cartoon. Did you guys end up watching those Garfunkel and Oates episodes on HBO Digital? So funny. They're like 5 minutes each. There's like five of them. And there's no singing in them. Like, there's a little bit of singing in like one and a half.
They're branching out.
Yeah, but they're just, it's really hilarious. Yeah, it's cool. Worth a watch. So that's good. And also that Brody show.
Brody Stevens, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
I did start watching that.
Those are fun to watch, too.
Yeah. How long are those episodes?
Those are 15 minutes.
I don't get that time.
I don't got that kind of time.
It's ridiculous.
So,
I'll wait for DVD.
You guys, it's only like mid-August-ish, but school is already back in session.
Oh, it is.
For the LAUSD.
Homework and all that, packing lunches, bathing, making sure the kids bathe.
Preston, I can't remember when Preston bathed last because we just like swim every day. That's not the same thing, huh?
It's really not.
I shouldn't really get him.
It's really not. He's got to get in between his toes and put a little chamois in the head.
Wait, are you swimming in a pool, right?
No, we're swimming back.
Yeah,
up.
yeah. No, in a pool. Yeah, no, but he bathes.
I guess either way, pool or ocean, you gotta wash that off.
You gotta wash that off your hair.
Pool or pond? Pond would be good for you.
But we're back at school. It's time for kids to get their learn on.
Yeah.
So I had this game. It's kind of a categories game.
Let's do it.
School pop.
School pop. Based on the word learn.
Okay.
I will give
Hold on, here's the theme song. School pop, school pop. It's not called school pop, is it?
No.
It's called school pop.
Okay.
I'll give you a musical category.
Okay.
And you give me an item that fits each category from each of the letters of learn. LEARN.
Wait, so you're going to give us a category.
I'm confused already.
You're going to give us a category.
Yeah. So for
can
let's
you give
say,
us an example.
Let's say
yeah,
the example,
an example
is,
would be good.
Let's say the example is Bob Seger songs. Then okay. That's not the that's not okay. Open thing. So you would tell me one that starts with an L, one that
oh,
starts
okay.
with an E.
Oh, okay. I love gotcha. It. I love
okay.
it. Okay.
So it's like we're playing horse.
It's like horse songs. Or okay. maybe categories or something like that. And there's four of them to get through, and I want you to get through all of them in let's say
and the word is learn or learned.
Learn.
So wait, are we trying to just jump on it, whoever can do fastest.
You guys are working as a team.
Or do we take right. Oh, we're a team.
Okay. And you have 60 seconds to do all of them. Once I go, I need 60 seconds on the clock. Okay, here we go. Learn the first category is heavy metal bands.
Come on, help me out.
I think, know, with an L.
Yeah, I think Japan, maybe.
Loudness.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anthrax.
E.
I don't know. Maybe think of a book of the Bible.
Exodus.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
Anthrax.
Yeah, good.
R. Rat.
Yes.
And N is.
Is
Never. Nerg. Nerverter is not really a metal band.
Maybe something in. Maybe some in Vietnam. Maybe they're like spraying over.
Napalm Death.
Yes. Okay, that's good. We'll take that.
Wow, that
probably some other end.
Okay, we've got another category now.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one.
We're gonna do better. Yeah,
okay. I'm not good at metal. You know that from Song Pop.
I know that from Song Pop.
Suck at that.
This next one is it's gonna be Beatles songs. Go.
Lovely Rita.
Sure. Yes. Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
E. Eleanor Rigby.
Right.
A day in the life.
Sure.
Rigby Eleanor.
What is it? R.
Revolver's the album. Revolution.
Yes.
Okay.
And
it'd be.
I'm pulling all the weight here, Pat. Come on.
I know. I'm trying to think. N.
Little guy in Yellow Submarine.
He's nowhere, man.
Yes. Okay. All right. Category three.
This is a good contest. I got to be honest. I like this contest. I'm just having trouble.
I like so. Okay, well, maybe.
I like that you call it a contest.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Okay. I like this contest. This is this a raffle? I love this raffle.
I like this event.
This is a great event.
I like this Olympic category.
Okay. This is going to be either first name or last name could start with it.
Okay, Loverboy.
Female singers.
Lena Lovett.
Okay, Lena Lovitch. Okay,
we'll Lovitch. Lyle Lovett.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, E would be E.
Emmylou Harris.
Okay.
A would be Fiona Apple.
Okay, right, no problem.
R would be Ronstadt, Linda.
Okay.
And
N would be Nick Stevie.
Sinatra.
Nick Stevie. Okay, good. That was good.
All right.
Okay. All right, we have 2 seconds left. 1.8 seconds left to get this last category.
Wait, we were supposed to do all the categories in 60 seconds?
I'll change it to 90 seconds.
I think you capriciously
without
I thought each. I thought we had 60 seconds for each thing.
All of them.
I'm loving this extravaganza.
And the last one, L-E-A-R-N, musical instruments, go!
Lyre.
Sure.
E.
Epiphone guitar.
Electric guitar.
I'll take it.
A.
Apple box. I play that sometimes like a drum.
A. Accordion.
R. Recorder.
And N will be the.
Nebardizer.
We're out of time.
Nipples. My nipples.
And come on, it's obvious. I would have accepted the nay or the nigh. The Romanian pan pipes or the Egyptian bamboo flute,
okay,
respectively. The Northumbrian small pipes. Hello.
Is that all you got? Pipes. You better give me an instrument I've heard.
And the nickel harpa.
Oh my That's God.
The,
that
it was, really wasn't the end. But I was at but it was hard. It was almost time to come and I couldn't think of any other category.
Yeah,
that was a good game and then I just ruined it. Why must I destroy everything I love?
We will come back to that game another time. And when I say game, I mean contest.
Raffle.
I like it better when it's bands or genres songs, or right. artists, like right. time periods. Like, you can't bring instruments. That's too hard.
That's too hard. You're right. That's how we learn.
We killed the category. You'll never use that one again.
Never use it again. It's dead to me.
What's on the docket for today?
The docket for today is
it's a long story, Matt.
It's long. These are long songs.
Long songs. This is another suggestion from a listener.
And I said this before the show, and I'm going to say it because I think it's a good name for this episode. Long, strong, and bound to get the friction on.
I like it.
All right. We have a winner.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a Sir Mix-a-Lot lyric.
Now you're going to remember that, right?
No.
Okay. I was thinking the never-ending song.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like yours.
Today's his birthday, Sir.
What about never? Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
3 weeks late because this will come out. Yeah.
And Gary and I agreed up front. We had some ground rules. We agreed that the song had to be longer than 7 minutes.
7 minutes. That feels long.
We thought that feels long because, you know, the new No Doubt single is 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. We thought 7 minutes, that's where it's really getting crazy.
And then I looked up, and I guess Rolling Stone had a list, and that's what they used, 7 minutes.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah, then perfect.
So that's
we're stealing from Rolling Stone.
Stealing from Rolling Stone, but we're not. We made it up.
Now, we're going to play each of these songs in its entirety.
In their entirety. Yes. This will be a very special contest episode.
Now, Pat, is it the length of the song, or is it the motion of the ocean? Tell me.
Oh, I would definitely say it's the motion of the ocean.
Right.
But in my case.
Were you going for the favorite songs you liked that were
Wait,
long?
I have another idea for a title of this episode. Yeah. Long Song Silver.
Hey! Oh, yes! That's even better!
I like that.
All right.
Long Song Silver. What I did was I just went to the iTunes and I clicked on the time and then I reversed it so that the long ones came up.
Right.
And then I just scrolled down and picked long songs that I really like.
And that one. That's great.
Right.
That's a good method. So when you're playing Rock Solid Podcast at home, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Now, who wants to start?
I started last time.
I'll start this time then. This is from 1976. It's a Rolling Stone album that I don't think people mention very often. It's called Black and Blue. Mm-hmm. Was the first album with Ron Wood.
Yep.
And has some good songs on there. And this is one of my favorites. The running time of this is actually 7 minutes and 9 seconds. So it's just making it.
Just in.
And this is called, you've probably never heard this maybe.
Is this the longest Rolling Stone song, by the way? I want to know.
I would say not.
I don't think it is the longest Rolling Stone song. But you know what?
Look that up while we play this.
Okay, I'll look it up. And this is called Memory Motel.
Oh, yeah.
On Rock Solid.
Was a honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel.
Now, to answer Matt's question, the longest Rolling Stone song, and again, one of the criteria, too, was it couldn't be a remix and it couldn't be a live version. It had
disco
to be a studio track.
Or anything, yeah.
So there's a song on Aftermath called Going Home that clocks in at 11 minutes 13.
Well,
there's a song on Let It Bleed called You Can't Always Get What You Want. That's 7:29. Mm-hmm. Can't You Hear Me Knockin' is 7:16. And then Memory Motel at 7:09 on Rock Solid.
Black and Blue. Yeah,
Black and Blue is the album, and I like the album.
It's a good album. I like it. This is going to be. I just had a stroke. I'm sorry. I looked at
look in your eye for a second. I thought it was going to have to dial 911, which I actually have programmed in, so I only have to. I just touch one button in it.
Just one button, or don't you have to unlock your phone?
No, that's true. You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
I'm fucked. Okay, let's do this. Let's play. This is kind of funny. This was the first song ever released by this very hip band, and it's about how we suck. We're over. You know, it's LCD Sound System, who they just had a movie of their farewell concert that they played for one night only. I was like, I'm going to go see that. But they wanted to make it like an event and just like have it like a concert and just be one night only. So I'm going to have to wait for the DVD. But the song is called Losing My Edge. And Matt, if you would cue it up to about 3:55, it's pretty funny. LCD Sound System.
Sorry.
That's a Bill Nepp remix.
Jamaica doing the great sound flash. I woke up naked on the beach in Ibiza in 1988. But I'm losing my urge to better looking people with better ideas and more talent. And they're actually really nice.
All right, I think you get the idea, but he goes on to describe like how much cooler everybody else is, and but then he gives like a long list of all his cool records. That's kind of fun to hear. But
thank you for playing that, because now I don't feel so bad for missing the boat on LCD.
Oh no, that was the first song they went on to record like many more.
Yeah, they did.
Hip things, but
that was just noise.
don't worry, Gary. Don't worry about what you just played, because when Matt hears my next artist, he's going to just
let's hear this.
You know,
I'm already looking at it.
Slit his wrist. This is from 1980. This is Jackson Browne. This is from his album Holdout. I've got this album autographed hanging on my wall right between the Springsteen and the Tom Petty. And this is a song called Hold On, Hold Out. Hard for me to say. With the out.
Yeah, hold on, hold out. Hold on still. If you don't see what your love is worth, no.
Now,
that's all I wanted to play, because I love that line. If you don't see what your love is worth, no one ever will.
Oh,
I love that
good song.
Also, I didn't say this. I'm playing my songs in order of length. So,
okay.
The Memory Motel was 7:09. Jackson Browne is 8:09. So we're gonna get longer as we go.
Oh.
But Hold Out is a great Jackson Browne album. The only thing that Hold Out is missing is he also recorded Somebody's Baby at the time of the Holdout album, but then didn't put it on that album. He gave it to Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Oh, what a dope. You know, we should play that when those film nerds are here.
Maybe we will.
I thought you meant he held someone's baby and recorded the sound of that. And, like, he was going to put it on the album. I seriously did think that's what you meant.
That's great.
So
I like that. That's how much you hate Jackson Browne. You barely listen when his name comes up.
Because I was busy formulating this joke. I was held hostage by Hold On, Hold Out.
Well, look, Matt. It's about self-esteem. And if you can't see
I did like that line.
If you can't see what your love is worth, no one ever
will. That's a very astute observation. Yeah. He maybe should have pursued a career in therapy. Like, he could have been a you know, he'll be, counselor.
Look, if I can get him to sit down with you and convince you to like him.
Just imagine him saying it angrily while striking.
I would
Daryl
like
Hannah.
To sit down with him and maybe cut his hair.
Oh, yeah.
No, speaking of haircuts, that's a guy who he found a style that he liked and he keeps it. He keeps
Dorothy
it.
Dorothy Hamill.
Horrible. Yep,
all the time. Part it in the middle, feather it. Silky smooth. Go ahead, Gary.
All right. You know what? I'll go in that shortest to longest, too.
Okay.
LCD 753. 8 minutes and 28 seconds. This was, kids, way back before the internet when you wanted to know a lot about an artist, you had to read a book. And I know. And
on my Kindle?
No, just like on paper. It was heavy. And I read that first Dave Marsh biography of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Is that called Born to Run?
It might have been called Born to Run.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And he would not shut up about this song called Thundercrack, which was not available at the time.
It's available now.
It's available now. Thundercrack. And so I got to hear this Thundercrack. And it was so just like I built it up in my mind.
Not
about
that great.
How great it was. But it was like his showstopper from the band, from his bar band days. And before there was Rosalita, there was Thundercrack. You needed to have this multi-movement suite so people would know that the song was, you know,
a bad song will always stop the show.
This isn't a bad song. It's got its moments. But so now you don't have to suffer like I did. Matt, if you would go to about 115 of Thunder Crack.
You mind if I count it in?
Just go right ahead, Bruce.
Just play it.
Thunder Crack. Feels like it's time to tell me I should really feel. Lightning shot. You can't watch my partner relax. She moves up, she moves back. Out on the floor, there's no one cleaner. She doesn't say she comes to jump back, Jack. She's got the heart of a ballerina.
Now, this is 72, 73.
Right.
He's really pioneering the Southern twang.
He is. And I'll say that Thundercrack is what was found in Whitney Houston's hotel room.
Hey, no.
Wow.
That is a blatant lie. But what is true when I was researching
this... Hey, man, you
want
to do some Thundercrack?
I did find out that in 1975, there was a haunted house porno movie called Thundercrack.
Oh, boy. Do you have any... Well, we save that for when we have comedy the film comedy film nerds in here.
If you like it, yeah.
My dad was a plumber. We used to call him Thundercrack.
Hey-o!
Oh, there's so many Thundercrack jokes. We could go on and on. This next gentleman, this is off his debut solo album from 1975. Even if you don't like his music, I know you love his politics. This is Ted Nugent, and this is when Ted didn't sing. He had a vocalist in his band, Derek St. Holmes, and this is coming in at 8 minutes and 24 seconds. Stranglehold. Like I should be high when I listen to that. You know what I mean? Like,
not Ted Nugent, never done a drug in his life.
Nope.
That's what he tells us.
He'll tell us.
That's what he tells us. He'll also tell you Obama's bad and gays are terrible. And he'll tell you that from stage.
Breaks my heart. Because he does. He rocks so
he
hard.
He rocks so.
And so stupidly.
And he'll also, then he'll feed you a bison burger for lunch.
Yeah.
Freshly killed.
It's true.
Go ahead, Gary.
This is probably the greatest like musical thing that came out of like that class of 77 CBGB scene.
Okay, cool.
It's the title track of the first television album.
I thought you were going by order, shortest to longest.
Oh, 1040, that's not the next thing?
No, you got a DCFC.
Oh, right. I was saving that for my for in case I needed a fill in because I was trying to just play seven songs.
Okay.
But anyway,
be it from me to I'd like to I'm almost cracking them up on you guys to got less songs in here,
anyway, it's a Marquee Moon, and we'll hear the first
television.
Television. I'm sorry, the first 20 seconds or so. It's got this cool riff. It's like Layla upside down or something. The riff when it comes in.
Tom Verlaine,
Richard Lloyd. They had to kick Richard Hell out of the band because he couldn't play this song. It was too hard for him to play. But let's hear a little bit now because I wanted to hear two excerpts from this. Starts like this.
sound like it would be that hard to play.
Okay, but then it's this massive opus. It builds and it grows and it folds in on itself and it recombines. And Matt, if you would fast forward to about 8 minutes and 30 seconds, and this is where it all like comes crashing to hell, but then it comes creeping back up out of the ashes.
Crashing to Richard Hell.
Like a strangled dove in there, but wait for it, here it comes.
This is the longest song intro before they get to vocal.
Yeah, are there vocals on this?
We kind of skipped over all the singing. Then it gets back in the little theme. It just kills me. And that was a song I used to like to play in college radio days to go to the bathroom. So I would come back during that second part because I was about eight minutes in. But Marquee Moon, you got it. That's
excellent.
That's a must have.
My next song, let's do a little contest. It seems to be like everyone likes contests today.
And they like raffles.
Right, they do like raffles. I'm gonna tell you how long this song is, and I want you guys to see if you can guess what the song is.
Okay.
Without hearing it.
I think I can guess it because I'm looking at it.
Okay. Now, this song is what's great. I didn't cue this up, Matt. I guarantee you can drop this in anywhere and it's cool. No matter where you drop it.
I thought you were going to say you could recognize it.
You can recognize it and it's cool. This is at 8 minutes and 33 seconds. That's all I'm going to say.
A long, long
So you dropped it in right at the beginning. You dropped it right at the beginning.
I thought you cued it.
No, I said this wasn't cued because I'm going to let you drop it in anywhere you want.
Okay, I'm going to drop it in right here. That's pretty cool. How about here?
Yeah. Drop it somewhere else. Yeah, drop it somewhere else.
The church bells all were broken.
That's not cool. Church bells being broken isn't cool.
It is if you were the one vandalizing them.
This will be the day that I die.
So anyway, that's American Pie by Don McLean.
Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone.
That was a double A side. It was continued on the second side when you bought the single.
Fun fact, the longest number one song of all time.
Longest number one. Is it on your list?
No.
No.
I do not care for it. Not a fan. But I will tell you.
Do you like the Madonna version?
Yes.
Well, who doesn't?
Superior.
Elton John loves that version.
There was
Madonna.
In my little group of friends, like kind of the guy who like was kind of always picked on, this guy, Jeff Ludvac.
Uh-oh.
This was his favorite song of all time.
The Ludge.
The Ludge. And he loved Don McLean more than anything. And we'd do this thing. We'd play, okay, it's we're playing Don McLean concert, and we'd like, hey, Jeff, come on, we're going to the Don McLean concert. And we'd pat him down, and we'd steal his wallet and steal his ATM card.
Wow.
And take all his money and buy more beer.
Wow.
And then he fell for it like 150 times. Don McLean.
Wow.
Thank you, Don.
You were very nice.
I wasn't. You were
a bully.
I
thought you were bullied. This is totally turns my image of you around.
Well, it was a perception. Rough time. It was a rough time. But we've made our peace.
Oh, good. Yeah. You're on good terms with the Ludge again.
Yeah, kind of. But I wasn't the ringleader. But I was just following orders.
Oh boy, this is an ugly turn this show has taken.
This is bad.
Well, let me tell you, since I quickly brought up how Elton John hates Madonna, this is from a recent interview with Elton John where he says, her career is over. I can tell you that. Her tour has been a disaster, and it couldn't happen to a bigger C.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Then he
God.
Says, and she looks like a fucking fairground stripper.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Meow.
You can read these quotes. Or you can hear him say them online.
And yet he's friends with Lady Gaga, who wouldn't exist if Madonna
well,
didn't exist.
Look, I'm not going to explain Elton John. He, as Pardo would say, he wears a lettuce leaf on his head. Okay, it's time for what I like, always like to call prog rock bullshit. This is from,
wait a minute, Gary's turn.
Oh, I thought you just played something.
Just because you got that story.
I derailed things. No. With,
hey, it seems like, was there silence for about 3 minutes during our show just now? It seemed like no one was talking for like 3.5 minutes. Okay,
that
Gary,
was awkward.
It's your turn.
I was, I thought it was going to go over funnier than it did, but it was.
I wasn't commenting on your story that was the silence. Yeah. I actually felt like, remember you just had a mini story?
Yeah.
I felt like for a second that everything stopped for like 3 or 4
something's
minutes.
Something's weird. Something's wicked.
Something's amiss.
This way comes.
Since Jackson Brown sang and told us to love ourselves.
I think it was Jackson Brown. You know what will get us back online here?
What will get us back on? Let's come. We got to pick it up.
Got to go with what you know.
Okay.
Some Decemberists.
I knew I was going to say Decemberists. God.
This is, they actually did a tour called The Long and the Short of It a couple summers ago because they have like tons of long songs. So like one night they'd play like all their short pop hits and then the next night they'd play all their long
so
epics.
So one night they would play 25 songs and the next night they play four.
Yeah, they play four songs. Yeah, they play The Tane was like their first album was this 18-minute song cycle. And then they would play the title track from their Crane Wife album. This is about a guy whose wife is a crane. Well, a crane becomes his wife. It's a weird story, but this is where he first discovers his crane wife. We'll hear that part. Let's hear about 2 minutes and 10 seconds in when he first discovers the
that didn't
wife.
Even sound like it was coming through my headphones. It was recorded so weird. It sounded like it was like my headphones had been unplugged and
did,
I was hearing something.
Just drop acid. What is happening?
You know what, right in the middle of Stranglehold, man, I took a hit of some Thundercrack and now I'm fucking out of my mind.
God,
right,
man.
Now
you gotta stay together for the show.
Oh,
keep it together. Here we go.
It's really beautiful, and his she dies. Ah. That's all. Never mind.
How long was that song?
11 minutes and 20, I think, or something like that.
This is what we're trying to achieve here, folks, is for your listening pleasure, we want to make this feel like the longest show you've ever heard in your life.
But how did the crane die? Did Ted Nugent shoot her down?
No, because it was one of those Bluebeards. Yeah, exactly. Bow and arrow. It was a crossbow.
He actually was answering that. No, man. Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Well, when in point of fact, in the Decemberist in the Bible, you'll
That's
find that the crane
Which brings me to my next raffle. Okay. As I said earlier, out of turn.
Yes.
This is
some prog
rock bullshit.
Yeah.
This is from 71 from the album Fragile. This is Yes. This is 8 minutes and 36 seconds of the gorgeous Roundabout.
Yes.
The nimble fingers of Steve Howe. The chugging bass of a Chris Squire. Some good bass. How's this dance look?
Pat's playing some air bass. It's very active.
I think you're not allowed to dance to this unless you have a ponytail.
And you have to wear like a dashiki or something. You have to wear like a big flowing robe.
That's good.
Okay, that was the Roundabout from Yes.
That's when it starts with like...
Matt, you're saying no to Yes?
I'd say no.
Would you say maybe? Would you call me maybe?
No.
Okay.
That's a straight up no.
No Roundabout. You're too young to appreciate
Prague.
Well,
I do call it prog rock bullshit for a reason.
Mm-hmm. The maybe the cousin of prog rock bullshit, Bebop Jazz, will get back on.
How long is this Bebop Jazz going to do?
13 minutes 44 seconds.
Wow, is this your longest song of the day?
No.
Whoa,
he's going in order, so he's got two more longer.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm just at the 8 minute mark, and this fucking guy jumped into 13 minutes
yeah,
on me.
Man. And this is another one that we could play with the film nerds. It's John Coltrane, My Favorite Things.
What movie was this from?
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
oh,
whoa.
I'm sorry.
here we go. You know Sound of Music? Raindrops on Roses. Well, this wasn't in it, but you know,
this wasn't in it. This wouldn't count.
This is the crazy. This is the swinging version.
This is when Julie Andrews is in the back of the club hitting some Mary J.
Yeah, exactly.
Christopher Plummer's doing some thunder crack off of Julie Andrews' crack.
I feel like this is a DQ for being. I feel like jazz. All jazz songs are long. Not all of them, but so many long jazz songs. I don't mean to rain on your parade.
Gary just actually frowned visibly.
Trying to see.
I love my Coltrane, but like. But don't you, I mean, I don't know, right? What are you going to play Beethoven? Like,
right, right. Well, gee, I don't know. All right.
But,
well,
but you know what? I'll give it to you because it's from Sound of Music, so it has origins in a.
In origins of pop. There
in
you
pop,
go.
Yeah.
And it's the same instrument that Kenny G plays. Alto sax. So
oh, my God.
I'm a big fan of the actor Robbie Coltrane.
Oh, really?
He has an album of standards sung by his character Hagrith from Harry
or
Potter
TV's
movies.
Cracker.
Yes.
By the way, I Kenny G came up on Song Pop recently, and I just think
I just
not
threw
fair.
My iPhone across
that
the
is
room.
Not fair.
Oh, okay. This is hard to believe. But this song is 9 minutes and 52 seconds.
Really?
And you probably did not know that Bon Jovi, the band, has a song this
what?
Long. This is an epic song from the Keep the Faith album. It is called Dry County. Oh, and boy. Let's get... Wait a minute. What did you say?
I'm just preparing.
Let's get into Dry County. Now, look, I'm going to go on record as saying right now, if any of these Bon Jovi songs were sung by Springsteen and you didn't know it was a Bon Jovi song, you would be fucking lapping it up.
Well, you would be lapping it up.
Springsteen fans would be lapping it
up. Yes, that much is true.
They would not know, because lyrically, he covers the same territory now as Bruce does.
Well, that's some happy horseshit.
Before you said that, I was about to say that. John Bon Jovi, it seems like he's been playing an improv game with his where the suggestions are always, give me a place, give me a religion, Catholic Church, and a part of New Jersey. Okay, go.
Well, you know what? It's working.
What is dry? Is that some prohibition reference, Dry County? What is that?
It's such an epic song, Matt. It goes to so many states.
Haven't really listened to it.
It's like the Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, man. That's funny you mentioned that. I'm reading that now.
So, are you really?
Yeah, it's so great. I'd never read it before. It's great.
Oh, you know
it's
what?
Great.
There's a movie of it. You don't have to read it.
Just
watch the movie.
You know what movie I did watch, too, where there was a Dry County was Paper Moon? Have you seen that lately?
No.
The best. Peter Bogdanovich and Tatum O'Neill.
Pilar loves that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Loves
it's so
it. My
good.
Wife.
Yeah, I think... We let Preston watch it, and there's a few like bad words, but he really got a kick out of it because she was only like 9 or 10 at the
time. Yeah, and what did she say?
Amazing performance. She has to visit the shit house at one point.
All right.
And I think there's some other things. And there's some other adult things.
Do you have
happening.
To pause it at that point because Preston's laughing so hard?
He laughed his ass off. It's like, this is so inappropriate. Oh, we let him watch that Stand By Me. Holy shit.
Oh, I saw you said that on Facebook.
There's so many swears in that.
That's like a 12-year-old movie. That's for when he's 12.
What I do when I think I want to show my daughter one of those movies, I go online and then I just Google like, wait, why is Stand By Me PG-13? Oh, they fuck a goat. Okay, well, then I'm not going to show that.
But
Gary, you just go, let the chips fall in the shit house.
Because he likes it. But I pulled the e-brake on time yesterday on Hunger Games. So I think, those funny might like that. I'm like, oh, right, kids killing kids. That might be a little intense.
Yeah, totally not.
My 11 and a half year old, she read those books and then she saw that movie 3 times. So,
but she's
she read the books.
11 and a half.
You're not kidding.
No, she
read
the books.
I thought you were kidding.
No, she did. She read the books.
The three times is what made it sound like a joke.
No. She did see the movie three times.
Wow.
And then, she came home and shot her sister in the leg with a bone arrow.
Totally Nugent at her.
11 and a half, and a girl also is also.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And what do you call, Matt, the girl who plays Katniss?
Oh, I call her Hotness.
Hotness. Yeah, she's good looking. She looks pretty good. The movie looks terrible, that Bradley Cooper movie where... Anyway.
All right.
We're getting off the subject.
Well, we win the comedy film nerd.
Yeah, we got some long-ass songs to play.
Yeah, we
long-ass songs.
We're almost
done. Okay, I'm gonna scramble here. I'm gonna go to... 19 minutes and 36 seconds.
Holy crap, that's longer than my longest song of the day.
This is...
Isn't this a raffle? You're winning the raffle.
Sonic Youth, I think it was their third major label album, and, you know, by album number 3 on a major label, you better have a hit. So they said, we know, we'll have a 20-minute single. And they played this on... remember The State had a Halloween special on CBS? And you know, the comedy group The State.
Oh, sure.
And,
you mean Ken Marino, Tom Lennon, Ben Garant, Kerry Kenny,
Joe Latrulio,
Thomas Lennon, Michael Ian Black, Michael Showalter, David Wayne.
Yeah.
The guy who does the Risk podcast.
You know who's not pulling his weight in that list? Fucking Showalter. Pick it up, Showalter.
He was one of the stars.
That's
he was
the guy.
Doug.
That's the
I'm
guy.
Doug did and not, your dad.
I do not care for the Showalter.
The State had a Halloween special on CBS, and for a long time it was famous as the lowest rated program of all time. And Sonic Youth was the musical guest, and they played this song. Maybe one of the most beautiful songs they've written.
Did they play the song in its entirety?
No,
is that what drove the special down?
They played the... later on there was a 5-minute version, which came with a 25-minute version, but it's a lovely tune, and we should hear some of it now.
This is going to drive people back to Dry County.
It's going to drive them to Dry County. It's called the Diamond Sea.
You want to cue it anymore?
No, we just hear a little bit. It's about 30, 40 seconds. We're good. I like that yaw, yaw, yaw effect.
Is he saying yada, 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 yada?
Yeah. It's like the opening line here. Time takes its crazy toll, Pat. What are you going to do?
You better watch yourself when you jump into it, because the mirror's going to steal your soul. I wonder how it came to be, my friend, that someone just like you.
That's kind of a beautiful melody.
That's nice.
Yeah. Then there's like about 12 minutes of it is just like guitar freak out. But that part's nice.
Sorry, apologies to Todd Hollaback and Michael Patrick Jan. I
forgot. Hollaback, y'all.
And Kevin Allison, of course, is from Risk.
From the Risk.
I'm going to do something right now that Matt is going to enjoy. I'm going to skip two songs. I'm going to skip the 11-minute and 6-second Pink Floyd classic, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Okay. I'm going to pick the 11-minute and 47-second Doors opus, The End.
Oh.
And I'm going to jump
You're skipping The End.
I'm skipping The End. Okay. And I'm going to jump right into maybe possibly the comeback song of all time at 12 minutes
yes.
and 1 second.
Who doesn't love this?
Just start it up.
And I would do
yes.
How the fuck was this 12 minutes long?
I think the version played on radio was like 6.
Is there like there's like a classical interlude, isn't there?
Yes, like 2-minute interlude.
I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no.
No way.
No way. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
It's the song that launched 1,000 hack bits.
I know. Originally, he wanted Melissa Etheridge to. Ooh.
Just hear some of this rocking.
Okay. It's hard to find a place to drop it in. Roy Bittan from the E Street Band on. And I.
tonight, I just lose it all when I'm watching the dance and the thunder rolls. And maybe I'm lonely.
Ah, that's a good part.
That's just one and only, one and only promise I can keep.
All right.
That was one of my hack bits when this song came out. I did a bit about the video, because in the video it's a Beauty and the Beast theme.
Oh.
And
this isn't hacky though. This is funny.
And the woman at the end of the video, the woman kisses the Beast, and he turns into Meatloaf. So I used to go, I don't think she kissed him hard enough, because that's pretty disappointing, right?
Yeah.
P.S. This song's about anal.
Go ahead, Gary.
Oh man. Well, you know what? I'm gonna start heading this. Ship for home there.
Okay.
There was like all these long, like cool electronic songs I want to play, like Godspeed You, Black Emperor, and Boards of Canada, Can, or Kraftwerk. I like some Kraftwerk, but those, but I
are
what?
You speaking in tongues right now?
You know, those are all bands.
No idea what you're talking about.
But I said, you know what? There's like, fuck that shit. Let's just go for the thing that, like, it's not for nothing that this song means long songs, and this song means encores. What song is it you want to hear, Pat? What song is it you
this was on my list and I took it off.
You took it off.
Matt, I've got to say that I need some Southern Fried Rock right now, Gary.
Yeah. Matt, cue this up to about one minute in. Cue it up to 1 o'clock so we could hear some of those electronic bird tweetings in there. Free bird is what we're getting at here. So we'll hear a bit of the majestic riff for some of the tweets. Now, fast forward to about 11, and here where all this gets us. Listen, this is where this gets going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When the moonshine starts kicking in. So many sun-baked girlfriends falling off their boyfriend's shoulders at this point at a concert. Do people still yell Freebird? I haven't been to a concert in a while.
I maybe told this story before. I saw James Taylor and Carol King.
Oh, right.
Carol King at the Hollywood Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And this was a quiet part of the show where they came out and they're sitting on stools and with acoustic guitars. And James Taylor goes, okay, this next song I'm going to play. And some guy yells out, Freebird! And everyone heard it. And James Taylor just, he had a one-word comeback. James Taylor just goes, idiot! It's the best. So great.
Is there a new Freebird, though? Is it Seven Nation Army? Is that the thing? What's taking over?
What do people yell out?
Yeah, they yell, what's...
There's something else that people yell out, but I can't... What do they yell out?
Let us know. Let us know on the on our wall there on Facebook if you know what people yell out.
Maybe it's Stranglehold.
Maybe it's Stranglehold. Or maybe write a little review on iTunes if you would.
I got one more song.
Oh, you do? I'm just doing my wrap up.
Okay.
Pat's Gary's going to get out of here. Pat's going to keep going.
Yeah, Pat's going to keep going.
This song clocks in at 14 minutes 19 seconds. It's from Dire Straits. It's off an album called Love Over Gold. I can't even say that word. The songs are so long that there's only 5 songs on this album. Yeah. This is a little bit of Telegraph Road.
Oh, yeah. And he plowed up the ground by the cool lake shore. The other travelers came walking down the track. And they never went further, no. They never went back. Then came the churches. Then came the schools. Then came the liars. Then came the rules. Then came the trains and the trains. And a dirty old tramp was the Telegraph Road.
That's it.
Wait, talk about a group that was undone by success.
I know.
They were critical darlings that, you know, released these 5 song epic albums.
They have some great songs up till Brothers in Arms. I mean, that was their big success. That was their Born in the USA album.
Yeah.
But then they just never
quite followed
that. We don't like people liking us.
I think it wasn't that album so much as the headbands they would listen to after that.
Like Dire Straits right now, they would probably say, don't like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Dislike us on Facebook.
I like that Skate Away. That's a good one.
Skate Aways. I love making movies.
Hey,
look.
They still get their money for nothing and their chicks for free, right?
It's true.
I'm going to you know that guy with the earring and the makeup.
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to quote it? Is that exempt from
the
effect?
No, how did that get on the radio?
I know. It's amazing what 20, 25 years will do.
Like, I know. You would have sang a pro Chick-fil-A song back then.
Oh, my God. That was... You could not.
And I understand that he's singing...
In character.
He's singing in character, but still, you didn't hear that on the radio. Now, look, our episode's over, and I want to go on record as saying, because at this point... Everyone who listens to the show has listened to this episode because it's over. And I didn't care for this episode. I'll tell you right up front. It's at some point in the middle, I don't know what happened to me. I think
you got a heat stroke or something.
Yeah, I don't know what went on. But
I'm with you, though. I don't really like it.
We had good intentions. Should we scrap it?
It's something I don't like long songs, and I don't even like talking about them and hearing them in part. Like, that's kind of how
maybe
I'm feeling.
Maybe that was it. On paper, but you know what? This was a great idea.
Let me try to salvage this by saying I am proud of you both for not playing any Grateful Dead, any Fish. Like, there's a lot of jam bands that would just their average song is 7 minutes. You know what I mean?
Dave Matthews is probably long.
Dave Matthews has a lot of longies. And on that note, I'm going to play out with a song by Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, okay.
People might not know this about me, but I went through a little Dave Matthews phase in the turn of the century. I was kind of lost, didn't really know.
When you say turn of the century, to me, I'm like, oh, Matt was around 100 years ago. He's a vampire.
It's a laugh.
Elise was really into them, and I was like, you know, let me get on board with this. Let's share this.
Yeah.
You know, let's share this love.
Yeah.
Went to a few shows, a fair amount of shows. This is one... They play first of all, every song is, like I said, if you see them live, every song is 10 minutes long.
I'm continuing to hate this episode.
But this one...
Just know at the end of this build-up, there's going to be a Dave Matthews song.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a ramp-up.
This song is like... I think their website or their web store is named after it or something.
God, how could it get any worse?
It's called Warehouse, and it's actually pretty good. So just give it a chance. On Rock Solid.
Hate us on Facebook.
Goes like this. Dislike us.
Gonna play.
Write a bad review.
He could play, if nothing else, this guy can play a guitar.
Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.